السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله تعالى نحمده ونستعين به ونستهديه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا إنه من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه من خيرة خلقه وحبيبه بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الله به الغمة وجهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين فصلاة وسلاما دائمين متلازمتين عليك سيدي يا رسول الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد في الأولين وصل على سيدنا محمد في الآخرين وصل على سيدنا محمد في الملأ الأعلى إلى يوم الدين صلاة ترضى بها عنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين واحشرنا في زمرته مع النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His help, we invoke Him, we beseech Him, we ask Him to send the salutation upon the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him, his companions, and whomsoever follow his footsteps until the end of time. I bear witness and testify that there is no one worthy of worship but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I bear witness and testify the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the final and the last messenger. I advise myself, I warn myself before you all, to be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be mindful of Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us and warned all of us and advised all of us with His noble words, O people of Iman, people of faith, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do not die except in the scale of submission to Him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ أَمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. O people of Iman, people of fear, people of faith, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and speak the truth. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided him or her to speak the truth, indeed they will be among the winners in this life. And whomsoever obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger, فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا, they will be among the successful one in this life and hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us among them. Allahumma ameen. To proceed, my respected brothers and sisters in Islam, I know the topic, subhanAllah, expecting some delay in flights and some traffic, but we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always to make it easy for people who are traveling and people who are driving, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us safety in our lives, Allahumma ameen. Call of duty. Our lives is full of responsibility and duties. But for my young fellows, my friends and brothers who grew up in late 70s, early 80s, and so on and so forth, maybe they will assign or associate the title to a game or PlayStation or Xbox, because this is a famous name that is called Call of Duty. And we actually coming from overseas, those who knows the word of Nida'ul Wajib, or Nida'ul Wajib towards you fulfill your duties towards your military or your army and so on and so forth. That's why they created that game and they call it Call of Duty. You fulfill the duties towards certain missions that you have to submit and you have to go through. But that's not my topic that I'm going to talk about, Call of Duties that is comes through the games. However, the ultimate success, as we all know, when we fill our duty towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and following the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and what comes in our lives. So these three things, it's full of responsibilities and full of duties that we have to fulfill and we have to commit. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala command and ask, and He ordered all of us, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْتَجِيبُوا لِلَّهِ وَلِلرَّسُولِ إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ. O people of Iman, people of faith, استجيبوا, answer the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is full of duty and responsibility. And the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever he asks you to follow and command you to follow, it is your duty and your responsibility to follow. And our lives, it is full of duties and responsibilities. Duties to our families, responsibilities to our co-workers, to our communities, to our people who we live with, the culture that we are in. There are too many duties that we have to fulfill, but we have to know, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ,
what has brought life for you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a different ayah, He says, استجيبوا لربكم من قبل أن يأتي أحدكم الموت. Answered the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before death reaches you. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, in the acceptance of a call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the acceptance of His guidance, and the acceptance of the message delivered to us by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Accepting Islam, it is not merely knowledge what it has been sent down to us or upon us, surrounding to the truth and letting the truth transform our hearts and actions. As we said, the ayah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, استجيبوا لله وللرسول. Answered the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and answered the call of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also promised those who will listen to His call and fulfill their duties towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards His messenger, to the people that they live with. إِنَّمَا يَسْتَجِيبُ الَّذِينَ يَسْمَعُونَ وَالْمَوْتَى يَبْعَثُهُمُ اللَّهِ. Indeed, those who will listen and answer the call, those who are pondering in their listening. الَّذِينَ يَسْمَعُونَ. Those who will listen and accept the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, indeed they will hear and they answer the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Accepting the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means embracing the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the guidance of the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and every aspect in our lives. From our personal conduct to our relationships towards our spouses, towards our children, towards our friends. We have duties and responsibility towards our children. We have duties and responsibilities towards our scholars, our ulama, our ummah. Duties and responsibilities towards the system that we are living with. What's my responsibility towards the election? What's my responsibility to my fellows and brothers and friends and family who lives overseas? What's my responsibility and duty is those who are keep calling us and wala hawla lana wala quwwa. We cannot do nothing except we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy upon them. Allahumma ameen. Accepting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's call, the essence of our religion that we call La ilaha illallah, that there is no God but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this declaration carries profound meaning. To accept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls means we willingly and with Him to the wisdom and justice of the Creator of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is an act of humility, showing submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the knowledge and the power are supreme by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we are His servants. But how do we know that we accept or have truly accepted Allah's call? By examining our actions, are we living according to the teachings of the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? The true acceptance of the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means living in accordance with His law, striving to become better Muslim, and consistently seeking His pleasure. Accepting the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's call Allah has pleased us with the guidance of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The best example that we are witnessing is beautiful month, Rabi'ul Awwal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us among those who honor his legacy by remember him and follow his guidance. To accept the call of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, following his sunnah, teachings and actions and lifestyle, our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would embody of mercy, justice, humility and compassion. He says, none of you shall have complete faith or believe until your desires are in accordance with what I have brought. The means we connect claims to have true faith if we reject the teachings of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or pick and choose which parts of his message to follow. Or we pick and choose which one that is going to fit our lifestyle from the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as soon as the Quran revealed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a certain circumstances, certain situations, they will apply it to their lives. One of the Sahaba of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was married to a woman and the relationship ended to divorce. After a certain time, he desired her and she desired him. And he went back to asking for her hands again. But her in-laws or his in-law give him a hard time to bring him back. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed Quran to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says in this ayah, وَإِذَا طَلَّقْتُمُ النِّسَاءَ فَبَلَغْنَ أَجَلَهُنَّ فَلَا تَعْضِلُوهُنَّ أَن يَنْكِحْنَ أَزْوَاجَهُنَّ إِذَا تَرَاضَوْا بَيْنَهُمْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. I desire my spouse after I divorced her. I wanted her back to me. She want me back to her. But the in-laws doesn't want that to happen. His father-in-law says, after you divorce her, I'm not going to bring her back to you. But the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our duties and responsibility towards this ayah, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَإِذَا طَلَّقْتُمُ النِّسَاءَ, after you divorce women, فَبَلَغْنَ أَجَلُهُنْ, and she became clearly divorced from you. فَلَا تَعْضُلُوهُنَّ, do not give them difficult time. إِذَا تَرَاضَوْا بَيْنَهُمْ بِمَعْرُوفٍ, each word explained by itself. The Quran. إِذَا تَرَاضَوْا بَيْنَهُمْ بِمَعْرُوفٍ. I had the consultation, I sat with her, and she said, I put my expectations, and we get to know each other. فَلَا تَعْضُلُوهُنْ, do not make any obstacles for them to bring them back, if both of them want each other. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, beautiful ayah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لِلَّذِينَ اسْتَجَابُوا لِرَبِّهِمُ الْحُسْنَى, لِلَّذِينَ اسْتَجَابُوا لِرَبِّهِمُ الْحُسْنَى, وَالَّذِينَ لَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَهُ لَوْ أَنَّ لَهُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا وَمِثْلَهُ مَعَهُ لَفْتَدَوْا بِهِ أُولَئِكَ لَهُمْ سُوءُ الْحِسَابِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comparing between those who accept the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and those who do not accept the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will admit them to the Jannah. وَالَّذِينَ لَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لِرَبِّهِمْ وَالَّذِينَ لَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَهُ لَوْ أَنَّ لَهُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. And those who did not answer and reject the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put them in a severe punishment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all of us. Allahumma ameen. Answering the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, answering the call of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by all means. will not make you lost in this life. It won't make you distracted by these distractions that is full in this life. It always keep you in the path. It always keep you focused. It is always make you in the right path and make you always resilient with the straight path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always to guide us, our hearts. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy upon all of us and to make us among those who are accept the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to fill the duties and responsibilities towards Allah. أقول قولي هذا وأسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وصلاة وسلاما على عباده الذين اصطفى محمد نبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه ومن اقتفى. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد في الأولين وصل على سيدنا محمد في الآخرين وصل على سيدنا محمد في الملأ الأعلى إلى يوم الدين صلاة ترضى بها عنا برحمتك يا رب العالمين. قال قائل, a scholar or a righteous man says, reflecting upon this life and how to fulfill our duties and responsibilities toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and toward others, towards those who we have duty for them or among them, those we have to fulfill our duties and accept the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, أَمَا وَاللَّهِ لَوْ عَلِمَ الْأَنَامُ, swearing by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows, لِمَا خُلِقُوا, for what purpose that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have created them, لَمَا غَفَلُوا وَنَامُوا, if the creation of Allah, if the human beings knows what's their purpose of their creation, لَمَا غَفَلُوا وَنَامُوا, they will never live in heedless and they will never go sleep. لَقَدْ خُلِقُوا لِمَا لَوْ أَبْصَرَتْهُ عُيُونُ قُلُوبِهِمْ تَاهُوا وَهَامُوا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala indeed have created them for a great purpose. If their hearts are consciousness, are pondering about the reason that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have created them, they will not be in loss. مَمَاتٌ ثُمَّ قَبْرٌ ثُمَّ حَشْرٌ وَتَوْبِيخٌ وَهْوَالٌ عِظَامٌ. Think about death. Think about the grave. Think about standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Think about when we stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in humility. Think about the great situations, the stages, the levels, that when we stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what's going to happen? لِيَوْمِ الْحَشْرِ قَدْ عَمِلَتْ أُنَاسٌ, to the day of resurrection, a lot of people are wiggling and thinking, pondering for that day, taking advantage of this day. They do their work for that day. فَصَلُّوا مِنْ مَخَافَتِهِ وَصَامُوا, they pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they fast for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَنَحْنُ إِذَا أُمِرْنَا أَوْ نُهِينَا, this is the reality and the true statement. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us to do something, وَنَحْنُ, and we, when we receive any guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَنَحْنُ إِذَا أُمِرْنَا أَوْ نُهِينَا, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, do not do this, or the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, do this, كَأَهْلِ الْكَهْفِ أَيْقَاظٌ نِيَامًا, like the people of the cave, they were awake but they were sleeping. How many guidance that we follow from the teach of the Quran, how many guidance from the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what's our calls to our lives, to our spouses, to our family, and so on and so forth. I'm not talking to my brothers only, I'm talking about sisters. Your inability and your responsibility toward your parents, How you fulfill them. How you accept them. Again, our lives is full of duties that we have to take it serious to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to be happy with ourselves that we fulfill these duties and this call by answering this call. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who have good life in this dunya, Allahumma ameen, and to have good life in hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala resurrect all of us among the righteous one. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alleviate the suffering from this ummah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lift this harm from the humanity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring the khayr for all of us, Allahumma ameen. Allahumma in aradta bina khayran fala taftinna fihi ya rabbal alameen. اللهم إن أردت بنا خيرا فوفقنا لما تحب وترضى اللهم ارحمنا وارحم موتانا واشفنا واشف مرضانا وعافنا وعاف مبتلانا اللهم اشفنا واشف مرضانا وارحمنا وارحم موتانا وعافنا وعاف مبتلانا اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين يا رب العالمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها اللهم أعز الإسلام في اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها وانصر إخواننا المستضعفين في فلسطين يا رب العالمين وانصر إخواننا المستضعفين في السودان يا رب العالمين وانصر إخواننا المستضعفين في اليمن وفي كل مكان وفي باكستان وفي الهند يا رب العالمين اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها اللهم ثبت قلوبنا على طاعتك وسدد ألسنتنا بقول حقك يا رب العالمين وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وأقم الصلاة إن الصلاة كانت على المؤمنين كتابا موقوتا.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن شاء الله تعالى after صلاة الجمعة إن شاء الله we have janazah so we urge you to stay with us إن شاء الله to perform صلاة الجنازة. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our sister with his mercy and his forgiveness. Allahumma ameen.
استووا تراصوا ترحموا استقيموا للصلاة يرحمكم الله. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله، ومن يفعل ذلك فأولئك هم الخاسرون. وأنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي أحدكم الموت فيقول رب لولا أخرتني إلى أجل قريب فأصدق وأكن من الصالحين. ولن يؤخر الله نفسا إذا جاء أجلها، والله خبير بما تعملون. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.